This is it, what? Satoshi's pouring from the sky. Stash some chips up. No fear of missing out. I'd rather dip and flip. What? Now pump it up and double up is what we hit. What? 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 This is it, what? Satoshi's pouring from the sky. Stash some chips up.
Welcome to the show, Cypherpunk Now. I've been admiring your work over the last couple of days, really having a dig through, and I absolutely love it. How did you get into this space? And for anyone who hasn't already seen your work, just give us a little bit of a background, please.
Okay, I've been doing graphic design for like years. I mean, like for 20 years, freelance graphic design. And also, I'm a member of art crew Stohoven, which made some public space art happenings in last two decades. And one of our projects is Parallel Polis, which is black building in Prague, Holešovice, which is focusing on crypto-anarchy and digital freedom. And I'm co-founder of this project, and I did graphic design for this project from 2014. And so that's why I get into crypto, Bitcoin, and cypherpunk.
Okay, so you found Bitcoin through doing this other project, or did you already know about it, or were you already learning about it?
I first crossed Bitcoin in 2012, and I didn't care. So on some other of Stohoven art crew, and it looks like a geek thing for me, and there was this physical coin, which I don't remember the name now, but.
Is it like Cassatius coin or something like that they're called?
It was kind of the token for me in those days. And then later, in 2014, when we started Parallel Polis, we started with our great members from Slovakia, which already run hackerspace there. So they had the knowledge, and we built this project. This Parallel Polis project is taking only the crypto. I mean, only Bitcoin. There is no fiat currency in this building. So that's like it is.
That's brilliant. That sounds like an amazing project. And that then led you on to, I guess, learn more about Bitcoin. And is that what's inspired you to work on what you're working on now and create the art that you're creating now? Because to me, when I look at this, I just think that what you're creating is an amazing snapshot of the space that we're seeing. And everything that we're seeing within Bitcoin, you're creating within these really powerful images.
You know what? It all became just like I didn't even see it. It was a very slow process when I was doing like a face of Parallel Polis. I mean, graphic face and graphic like identity. I did some artworks which were connected to the cypherpunk and those themes, and those days I get this equipment for screen printing, and so I tried, but I just spent Bitcoin for coffee, and I didn't care about this project in any meaning of like doing it for 100% like I'm doing now. It took me like 3 years till 2017 when I realized that the people like to buy this this artwork, and since that it takes me another years, then I get 100% to this project, which I'm doing like last year.
And so, was there a time? You know, you said before that when you first looked at Bitcoin, when you first heard about it in 2012. You were thinking, this is not something I'm interested in. And I think that's the same for a lot of people. They think, this is geek money or magical internet money, and it's not of interest. But what was it that changed your mind? What was it that made you interested in this space?
Can
you remember a sort of a moment in time or something that made you suddenly think, oh, wow, okay, this is now something I'm interested in?
Yeah, I remember that it was 2017 spring. It was when it goes from 1,000 to 2,000. it was, yeah, but I already learned that I'm spending Bitcoin those years from 2014 to 2017. So it was somehow I'm still spending Bitcoin. I'm earning Bitcoin and spending. I see some of my customers never spend any of Bitcoin they have, and they pay with fiat. Some of my customers don't even have any Bitcoin, but they like it like the visually. But for me, Bitcoin is just, I'm using it. I'm not only hodling, because I think it should be used. So this moment when it goes for speculative thinking, I remember this moment, but it's still not important for me. For me, it's important that we have this possibility to use this payment option, which has nothing to do with state.
I think for a lot of people, certainly for me, that's one of the main draws, is that this is separate and it's opt-in and it can't be controlled by them. And that's something that I think really fits in well with a lot of artistic minds. Maybe we don't particularly like to be controlled and we don't think it the same way, and it's nice to have something that's a currency outside of that. And this is where I think that the two things really merge, and where 21ism, we're really trying to find some of the best work out there, the best designers, the best artists, the best developers, and help spread the message that way. And like I said before, what you're doing is so powerful. How do you get the inspiration for these screen prints?
First, I have the feeling that it's kind of the last underground which happening on planet Earth. Like, it's still hidden, but it's going to be mainstream one day. And it inspires me for first works, but now I'm inspired by memes, because it's inspiring to watch the scene on Twitter and kind of be inspired by what's happened there.
Yeah, I saw one of your paintings that you have. It was a really nice concept. So you had 21 copies, 21 pieces, and one you had reserved for Satoshi, and then one is for sale.
Yeah.
I think it was number 21 of 21 is for sale. That's for 6.15 Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I assume this is because of American HODL.
Exactly. It was like, I was thinking for how much to sell it, and I decided to make it unsellable. So it's waiting or for some crazy whale, or it's going to stay in my archive and cover for to Citadel 21 magazine. It's showing some major figures from Bitcoin underground, let's say. Twitter underground.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, Bitcoin Twitter. I spend a lot of time lurking there myself, and some of these memes and things that just happen organically is a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, I was never thinking to be active in any social media, but I found Twitter is quite nice for presentation in few sentences. It's always possible.
Yeah, and I like what you said there about this being potentially the last underground movement on the planet Earth. And I have to agree with you. I think that with everything becoming more and more politically correct and polished and normalized, and sometimes I look out at the world and I think, God, it's got a bit fucking boring, hasn't it? And then I found Bitcoin, and it seems it's like the last place that you can say what you want to say, do what you want to do, and you can be a bit crazy and a bit weird and have some different ideas, but people are receptive to it, and it's just a lot of fun. Is this something that you found has spurred you on to create more art and give you a new direction with things?
Oh, well, probably yes. Yeah, I'm taking a lot of inspiration from. I'm not sure if I catch the questions right.
I was basically just saying that I agree with what you're saying about this being potentially the last underground movement. I find it inspiring myself. I love the feeling of freedom, and I love the types of people that I'm meeting in this space. It's so different to the corporate world and what most of the rest of the world feels like. And I was wondering if that is something that has inspired you and given you the energy to create what you're creating.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm thinking about it because I found a lot of inspiration in Parallel Polis project and the people who I met there. And I found a lot of inspiration last year when I started to travel with my art. And before COVID, it all looks so great. And yeah, I've met many people who were absolutely, I met many nice people when I was traveling with my art last year. And yeah, that was inspiring. This was happened now. I feel it's just taking time and nothing happened. So I'm just waiting. I need to travel with it again.
Yeah, for sure. And when you were traveling, did you get to a lot of the Bitcoin meetups?
Oh, I actually started, I was showing my posters at Parallel Polis like from beginning, and I didn't even care about what people think about it. And last year I decided to stop to do the freelance graphic designing because I was tired from starting again and again new jobs. And it was not what I feel I want to do. So I was first and at the Baltic Honey Badger, which was absolutely great experience. I didn't know this Bitcoin maximalism. That was first time I met these people there. I got infected because before at Parallel Polis, we were working also with Litecoin and Monero, and this is like open platform, so there are people working with Ethereum, and it's like all the crypto scene there. But yeah, I got infected with Bitcoin maximalism last year, and since this time I'm deeper and deeper in this, and found myself doing graphic design for Citadel 21 printed version last 2 months. And this is like, it's exciting work.
And now you're deep down the maximalist rabbit hole.
Well, yeah, but also I'm watching the NFT art market and what's going on there. And this is also absolutely incredible, but it's on Ethereum, which I can't trust, but it's huge.
This is this super rare thing, isn't it, on Ethereum?
Yes, yeah, and many others.
I had a friend reach out to me today, actually, about this, talking about it, and my answer was like, well, I'm not really interested in Ethereum, but the idea behind NFTs, working with NFTs with art, maybe it's something that we can do with Bitcoin down the line. I'm sure there's a way that it can work.
Some people trying, but seems not to be that easy.
I think it's going to take time. That's the thing with Bitcoin. It moves slowly, but it works.
Yeah.
You were saying you moved from doing other work and you're now focusing on this. How do you find balancing your time? Are you spending all of your time doing this kind of work now, or are you still involved with other projects?
It's quite difficult to cut all the works I work for 20 years on, for example. So I still have some work on the table, which I just don't like to do. But I'm fully concentrated on my project now, and also doing graphic for Citadel. But I'm 100% focused on my project. It's better to invest the time to make new artwork and go with the skin on the market. I mean, it's better work for myself than for others.
Yeah, definitely. And do you have any Bitcoin horror stories from you or your friends over the years, like real life boating accidents?
Not that kind, but also I was stupid and I give Bitcoin to a person who never give it back, which promised me that he brings 5 times more. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like it's years ago, but yeah, it's happened even to me. I needed this experience. So, yeah.
Sorry to hear that happen, but yeah, you have to burn yourself on the stove. Hopefully you learn from it and it doesn't happen again, but we all do these things. I did in my time a lot of shit coining at the beginning, lost lots of money shit coining, buying all the new bitcoins before I realized it was all bullshit. So we all do it.
Yeah, so I absolutely follow the idea of HODL. This is absolutely clear, but also Bitcoin needs to be spent and earned. It's for me, I'm earning Bitcoin now, so it's somehow natural that I also pay in rent.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's the natural progression for people. And once you understand Bitcoin, you eventually get to that point where you think, well, how can I earn this? Because you realize that actually you can live on this and, you know, it really can be used as a currency, not just for HODL. So I love it when I see projects doing this and accepting Bitcoin and actually using it. So that's great to hear.
Yeah, that's for what it was made.
Yeah. And if you had one piece of advice to give a newcomer to the space, what would it be?
Not your keys, not your Bitcoin. I don't know. I never think about it. Like, tell someone. Yeah, just.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
That's definitely good advice. Have you found over the years of being involved with Bitcoin that it's changed you in any way?
Okay, yeah. It definitely gives me freedom of my artistic expression. I found it. Great field for my artwork. Play, I feel finally free in my daily work. Yes, also I'm able to save some coin. I never was able to save any like fiat money, but with Bitcoin, I learned how to save.
Why do you think that is? Is it just because you realize how valuable this is and you want to hold on to it?
Yeah, because it's my only chance for the future. You understand? It's like still difficult to live from art. And I also have a family and like everything costs more and more. So, yeah, like I say, I never was able to save money, but I'm saving Bitcoin. So it's somehow nicer vision of future. I thanks Bitcoin to this, I have nicer vision. Maybe it's not gonna happen, whatever, but the vision is nice.
It gives you a more positive idea of the future.
Yeah, I think more people have to go to Bitcoin because of this, because this trust to the future, because one day it's gonna be better.
It's definitely something I've found myself. Before Bitcoin, I had a pretty dark world and a pretty dark idea of the future. And that can be quite depressing when you think about it. But once I found Bitcoin and managed to understand the changes it could make, and maybe it doesn't, but I really believe that it will, it gives you that extra energy and excitement and thinking about the future changes from something that you don't want to think about to something you can't stop thinking about. And that's exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
What does Bitcoin success mean to you?
Oh, yeah. I would say hyper-Bitcoinization, but success is what already happened. It's amazing where it is now and where it was 2014. I didn't work with Bitcoin before, but in 2014 there was like no one knows about it. So now it's already made a success, and I think it's gonna be bigger. I mean, I'm pretty sure about it, but that's the hopeful.
I think it's reasonable to think that. I think that there's no real arguing that this is the best money that we've ever had, and there's no arguing that it can bring more freedom. So I can't see a world where more people don't want to use this and don't want to hold this. So I don't think it's a dream. I think that this is something very real, and it's just going to take time for more and more people to want to use it.
Yeah, definitely.
If you could speak to Satoshi, if I said to you, you can have 1 hour in a pub, you can have a drink and speak to Satoshi, what would you say to him?
Jeez.
You have to bring your beautiful piece of art to give to him as well.
But I hope it's never happen. I'm not ready to talk to him.
So you would say no, thank you, I'd rather not.
No, I would talk to him, of course, but well, maybe I would need some drinks before.
Yeah, I think so. I would too. It would be such a weird meeting, because everything that we're all doing in this space is because of him, and you know, your art and my podcast and all the work everyone's doing and all the code that's being written. Without them, none of it would be here, and this dream we talk about wouldn't be alive. So it would be it'd be a bit nerve-wracking, I imagine.
Yeah, but I would prefer he stay
anonymous.
Unknown, yeah. This is like the mysterious person better than a known person. Yeah.
Do you feel that that's something that makes this all the more interesting and gives it, certainly for your art, the fact that there's this hidden figure and no one knows who they are, it brings some mystery to the whole thing?
Yeah, it's absolutely perfect story. I would say it cannot be better. Like the story and what is known and what stay unknown, it's all great.
It's a beautiful story, and it's one that I think is going to be told for thousands of years. I think one of the big reasons for me why I went down the maximalist route and really only have an interest in Bitcoin is because of that. And it can't be done again. You can't have this story again. It can't emerge from nothing again. And that's such a massive part of Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite piece of hardware?
Hardware? Like, you mean like my screen printing machine or
actually both. So do you have a favorite piece of hardware for your artwork, and do you have a favorite piece of hardware for Bitcoin?
Oh, you mean like a wallet? Yeah, I'm using Trezor from beginning, and I can't complain. It's like,
you like a Trezor?
Yeah, it's pretty logical for me. I also used another one, I can't remember the name, I try different and that's it.
And with your art, if you could only choose one item, your favorite item from your studio, what would it be?
I'm working very analog way in this digital world, and it's like my pens, which are kind of brushes. It's all I need, but then scanner and then screen printing studio and everything. It's like, I have all this equipment which allows me to create and make it all the process by myself.
And do you have any other favorite artists in the space? I've seen you've done collaboration recently with Bitco. Do you have any other favorite artists in this space?
Well, I'm watching like all the scene, and it makes like great step from like last year. This time it's like much, much bigger. And I met this Max Osiris in LA Art Show, and I like his approach to art and his attitude. But this is like this NFT scene. But there are some people who make really good art.
It's amazing to watch. And like you say, compared to a year ago, it's completely different.
Absolutely. It's like a whole new market for collectors, artists worldwide. It's cool.
Yeah. And if you could go back and you were saying about in 2012, learning about Bitcoin and not being interested, if you could go back now and time travel and speak to yourself and you had 1 minute to convince yourself to buy as much Bitcoin as you possibly could, what would you say?
I say yes. it would be nice. Yeah, of course, I'm asking myself why I didn't make it. But I mean, I'm not asking now anymore. But there was time where I was almost depressed that I didn't make the right steps in the right time because I cross it. But you know what? It's not about this thinking. So I'm happy with what I have. And I'm doing art selling for Bitcoin, which is kind of dream job for me.
It's combining two passions.
Yeah, definitely.
Are there any books or articles or anything that you've come across over your time in Bitcoin that have really helped you understand it and got you deeper down the rabbit hole?
Well, not sure if I know the right answer for this question. On beginning, there were like, it was all like, there were no articles in 2014. I mean, it was not definitely like it is now, and we were just taking Bitcoin as a tool and use it and discovering the all the things we can do with it or can be done or the and the symbols of freedom and everything. But well, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm answering right.
Yeah, no, that's great. And is there anything else coming up, anything that you're working on outside of these NFTs? And I've seen that you've got some clothing for sale. Is there anything down the pipeline that you're working on at the moment? Or maybe you can't tell us.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm just printing a new visual, new collage, and also working on Citadel magazine. This is like two projects. I mean, I'm still working on my prints and well, I get lost in answer. I mean, yeah.
No, that's great. I was looking through your website earlier and it looks like you've got free worldwide shipping. And I was wondering, is this something where you're selling artwork to mainly specific countries or have you had artwork sent all over the world at this point?
Oh, I'm sending all over the world, but mainly US, but also New Zealand and South Africa and in Japan and everywhere. And I was using the regular mail services, but since COVID, it takes 4 months to deliver to US. And also can some shipments get lost, so I start to play with UPS. And I made the posters a little bit more expensive, but I'm doing free delivery.
It's good to know they're getting there. It's a shame for that beautiful artwork to go missing.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. That takes me to the end of my questions there, really. But if there's anything else that you wanted to tell me about or anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to, then obviously let me know. But I'd also like to just give you a minute to tell us where people can find you, where can they find your art, and if you'd want to hear from anyone for collaborations or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, well, yes, my art is on my website, which is cypherpunk.com. And yeah, there is my history in this Bitcoin art field. And also on Twitter, I'm like, I escaped from Facebook and now I'm on Twitter under the Cypherpunk now.
And you're just at Cypherpunk now for anyone listening, at Cypherpunk now for Twitter. Okay, brilliant. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. And as I've said before, I love your art. It's beautiful. It's amazing to have you spreading the message and creating this high quality work. And it's why we've chosen you for 21ism, our artist that we just absolutely fell in love with from the second we saw it. So thanks for producing this amazing work and long may it continue.
Thank you. Thank you for cooperation.
Artificial gold. So I regard the whole business as antisocial, stupid, immoral. Suppose you could make a lot of money trading freshly harvested baby brains. Would you do it, or would you say that's immoral? To me, Bitcoin is almost as bad. It's not having any desirable social purpose. Dementia and immorality, and I think the people that are pushing it are a disgrace.